Lifeway Leadership Podcast Network. Hello, welcome to today's episode of Rainer on Leadership, your online home for leadership lessons and advice for the local church. I'm your host, Jonathan Howe, and as always, I'm joined by Tom Rainer, the founder and CEO of Church Answers.
Do you know who my favorite interventionist is of the 20th century?
I do.
Yes.
Because I have the notes in front of me. It's Lyle Schaller.
Yeah, and he wrote The Interventionist. That was the name of his book. Lyle Schaller does not get enough credit, the late Lyle Schaller, because he primarily worked with mainline churches, and a lot of evangelical and other churches did not always recognize his work, but incredible insights. One of the most practical leaders that I have ever known in terms of intervention, and we'll be talking about intervention in just a moment. That is going to be our topic as we look at Rainer on Leadership. Before we get to that, let's always thank Midwestern Seminary for sponsoring this.
Yes, and once again, we're happy to have them on board here in 2018 and headed into 2019. Their MDiv at just 81 hours offers a complete foundation for full-time ministry, giving you everything you need and nothing you don't. You can join other students in vibrant Kansas City and train in a unique collaborative environment focused on the local church or study online in your current ministry context. Midwestern Seminary is developing a discipleship culture devoted to the local church and committed to God's unchanging word. You can start your training today at mbts.edu/mdiv. Got a neat little box from them.
Oh, yeah.
I think you got one too?
For the Church box.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Some resources in there. Their magazine that they put out, it's a twice a year, biannual, and it is fantastic.
Semi-annual.
I've looked it up. Biannual is okay. It's hyphenated.
Really?
So biennial is every 2 years. Biannual, you can do that.
I'm never going to use biannual if it'd be twice a year. I'm going to do semi because it's confusing. It's confusing.
Yeah.
Too bad you
looked it. But it's fantastic.
Biannual?
No, the magazine.
The magazine.
It's fantastic.
Yeah, I knew that. Yeah, so, I need to look at it.
Kudos to Jared Wilson and the team over there.
Yeah,
and,
they do.
Everybody at Midwestern. Thank you, Charles and Dr. Allen for the gifts.
Hey, I was in my office at Lifeway. Not many days left in my office at Lifeway. And I was in my office at Lifeway, and it is a rare occasion when a church staff says, can we come by and see you? Because I'm rarely able to do that. I just
saw that yesterday.
It's almost impossible for me just to have people come by and say, can I pick your brain for a little while? It's just schedule does not allow. But these folks wanted to put it way out in advance. And so I said, okay, come on by. And we had it was a staff of three from a church running 400 or 500. And here is basically what they asked me. What kind of intervention do we need? I mean, they didn't use those words, but they said, we need something, somebody to step in, help us to know what direction to go. Because we've got a lot of questions and we don't have a lot of answers. It wasn't in a rapidly declining church. It was in a church that had a period of decline, but it stabilized probably in the, I think, 450 range right now. So really, a larger church, really. And so it stabilized, but they're saying, we really need help with next steps. So they were basically asking for revitalization steps, even though they weren't necessarily a declining church. And as Sam Rainer wrote in a blog post, sometime in late November, he wrote a blog post about, hey, a lot of established churches need revitalization, even if they're not in precipitous declines. So we're going to talk about intervention for a lot of different churches. I think this will be a fun topic.
So we have five different intervention types.
Yes.
That we're going to talk about, as you mentioned. Number one, one that we're familiar with.
Yes.
The coaching intervention.
Yeah, coaching is a word that came into the business world, and some churches have been reluctant to adopt it for the reason that it started in the business world.
Ah.
But coaching, another way of stating that is mentoring.
Yes.
One-on-one relationships, two-on-one, three-on-one, whatever the case may be. But it is a relationship where someone is saying, I want to be pointed, I want to be led in a certain direction by someone that I can trust who has some type of knowledge, wisdom, or experience that can guide me. Another word would be a guide. I've heard that used before as well. And we absolutely love coaching leaders. I mean, you think about the different ways that we do coaching, just us, and we're not the only ones to do it. We have the Revitalized Bundle that comes with a coach. This week, We are opening up. We have opened up Church Answers
with a new level.
The new goal level, Jonathan. I just gotta say, it absolutely blows me away.
The response to that's been amazing.
It has been really, really amazing. And we started with the waiting list coming into it. Put me at the top of the list, I guess, is the best way of doing it. We have a limited number, but think about this: you can have a personal coach, a guide, in your church. I mean, if for you personally, several times a year, telephone calls.
Like every 6 weeks, right?
Yeah, roughly every six weeks, guiding you through this process. And again, this sounds kind of marketing-ish, but I'm just going to say it, for $100 a month. In addition to all the other benefits of being a part of Church Answers, you get a guide. This thing is filling up quickly. So I am, just to say I'm excited about Church Answers, the goal level, we still have... I love the silver level. I love the introductory level where we have about 1,500 people interacting with one another. And unfortunately, the highest level that is with me and Sam usually stays full.
Yeah.
We take a waiting list on coaching for that. But this other level where you have such coaches as Chuck Lawless and Brad Wagner, Steve Shifley, I could go on with a long list of great coaches that are going to be working with you one-on-one. So coaching is an intervention. Listen, pastor, church leader, if you feel like, man, this world, this culture, this community that I'm in is a challenge, I sure would like to have someone walk with me, find a coach. Certainly, we would encourage you to come our way. But even if you don't come our way, find a way to find someone to guide you.
Well, here's the thing, too, with coaching. The internet has made it so much more accessible.
Yes.
You could not get what you can get at Church Answers 15 years ago.
Nope.
Not even on the basic level.
Nope.
I mean, that's just, you know, I say just. It's an online community for pastors to get answers to anything you want.
Yep.
That wasn't available unless you happened to just be buddies with somebody who knew everything.
Yes.
15 years ago. So I know those pastors in Birmingham 25 years ago.
Yeah.
They had you as their buddy.
Oh,
so
yeah.
So they
yeah.
had Church Answers before anybody.
Yeah, right, right. And I met with them on a regular basis and guided. No
and
way.
Answered all their questions.
Answered all their. Let me pick.
Hey, but that's this the is. Thing. It didn't exist.
And the question that is asked of me, particularly in the past more than in the present, is, can I have a few moments to pick your brain?
Yes.
Well, now they have a lot of moments, 24/7, to pick my brain and others' brains on Church Answers. So it's a very cool thing. I want to be clear, so this is not too commercialized. I want to be clear that there are a lot of coaches out there. There are a lot of good ones. We're not the only one. And I would say I love what we're doing. Join us. But find a coach. And that's why we've tried to make this as affordable as possible. I mean, your own personal coach to guide you for $100 a month. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it is a great deal. And the second one, another one you're very familiar with, and kind of, I'm just going to make you feel good, Dr. Rainer. I think you were probably the number one consultant in the church world, at least back in the 90s and 2000s when you were doing that.
So I'm not doing that.
Okay. Well, you're not doing it anymore as much. You know, you've been in life where you haven't been doing that. You stepped away from that.
I did step away.
You were the number one consultant, and that's the consulting intervention. That's something that you kind of created.
I would say Lyle Schaller preceded me in the mainline world. So you can.
But in the Southern Baptist, my context.
Evangelical.
You're the man.
Thank you for that. Think of this. Coaching is one-to-one person. Consulting is to the church.
Mm-hmm.
One to many. Coaching is to an individual. Consulting is to the church.
And there's some overlap there.
Yeah, there is some overlap because many times we recommend coaching as a part of consultation. And we see that take place several times. What we did, Jonathan, as I was, as I am making the transition from Lifeway to full-time Church Answers, what we did is we pulled Church Answers consulting into one spot. It includes what we have done in consultation. It particularly includes Sam's company that used to be Rainer Research is now a part of Church Answers consultation. And instead of, we got to get this person or this person, a church can call up and say, we need a consultation, and there's a team ready to go.
Yeah.
In fact, I can't wait for you to do more and more of these.
I like those.
I know. You've been on some of these, and you
it's fun to travel around and see churches.
Yep. And we've been to some fascinating situations, mm-hmm. and we've met with leadership groups, elders, we've met with pastors. So I look forward to you doing more and more of that.
What's the strangest thing that you ever got presented with in a consultation? Was it the time you had to buy the tape measure?
Yes, you knew exactly where I was going. I did not realize this consultation was a cult. I am not joking.
Cultultation, huh?
This church was a cult. I did not know it going into it. They needed some outside help because they were in legal issues. So basically, they call me to help with their court position.
Kind of like an expert witness type of thing.
I was an expert witness for the plaintiff, which was the church. They were actually suing the city. Mm-hmm. But I had no idea that I walked into. And Chuck Lawless and I were on this consultation together. It was absolutely hilarious. And we walk in, and these guys in suits, I mean, you would have thought that it was the CIA. These guys in suits, white shirts, not Mormons, but just suits. A couple of them had earplugs in their ears. And
that's amazing.
We said, let's take a tour of the facility. They stayed with us like glue. I mean, they were just, we'd turn around and we'd bump into them. I don't know if you remember the presidential debates between George Bush and Al Gore. Does that ring a bell?
I mean, I was in college. It's been too long, man.
Well, one of the funniest things is Al Gore was obviously told when George Bush starts speaking, this was a stand-up debate.
Yeah.
You could walk around.
He was shadowing him?
Yeah, and he was shadowing. And George W. turned around and virtually ran into Al. And he just kind of looks at him like, what are you doing here? Well, that was the feeling that I had. I turn around and I bump into these guys. They wouldn't let us do anything. And I said, well, let's go look at the pew space. And I told Chuck, go get the tape measure. We're going to measure the pews to see what their capacity is, because that was an issue, expanding the worship center, and they didn't have capacity. They wanted to go with us to get the tape measure. They wanted to watch us.
No photos.
No photos. We were having to take hand. I don't know what I got into, but it was one of those situations that was really, really weird. I don't know how much we helped them. We have tried to help a lot of other churches.
Though. Yes.
And how do you find Church Answers? I know it's in the show notes.
It's just at the tab. There's a consulting. ChurchAnswers.com/consulting.
Or just go to ChurchAnswers.com and
click
tab,
on consulting.
Tab is there. There are a lot. Well, there are not a lot of church consultants, but there are several out there who do a good job. We're glad that Sam has joined our team.
And whenever you're done with Lifeway, it's something that you'll be able to do some more again.
I'll do some.
Step back into that world.
I will, especially if Sam and I team up together, or you and I team up together, or Chuck and I team up together. That'll be fun.
Dr. Lawless has been doing these still for a long time.
He started with me.
Yeah.
Sam and Dr. Lawless both started with the Rainer Group that was Church Growth Visions in 1989. That's how far back that goes.
30 years?
30
years next year.
30 years I've been doing this.
3 decades of service to the church.
Oh, I'm so old. I'm so old.
All righty. Number three, a community intervention.
Community intervention is getting the wisdom of crowds. Okay, think of what we've done. We've said a one-on-one intervention, coaching. We've said a one-on-many intervention, which is consulting. Uh-huh. This is really many-to-many intervention. And basically, it's joining a community that can give you feedback and you can give them feedback. We obviously have it at Church Answers. And my dream several years ago, Jonathan, was to have a place where someone could come and get an answer and provide an answer at any time to any of the issues related to church life. And now it's a reality. Mm-hmm. Church Answers, there are two main parts to it. And again, communities exist in other places. I don't know, quite frankly, I don't know of any that are comparable to what we're doing.
Yeah,
we're doing at Church Answers. But here's how it works. You ask a question on the forum, Church Answer Central, and you're guaranteed, we say within 24 hours, but you usually get a response within 2-3 hours. Sometimes the response is from our expert team. Sometimes the response is from the community. Most of the time it's from all of us. And you're feeding back. We also do church staff meetings there where you can bring your staff, and I'll speak to your staff virtually once a month. So that's called the community intervention.
Yeah, and also with the community intervention, you know, one of the other benefits, you talked about getting answers. One of them is just encouragement and just knowing that other people are going through what you're going through.
If you were to look at Church Answers Central yesterday, as the time we're recording this, I saw the top two at the top of the post were, I'm resigning. Both of them said that. One of them said resignation. Another one said, I'm resigning. I think one was being forced out, and the other one was just saying, I got to stop. I had enough. And what was so heartening in this disheartening moment was before I even got there and provided a little bit of guidance on what to do, like one guy said, I'm being forced out, and he had questions about severance and timing and things like that, and I offered the practical advice. Before I ever got there, there were pastor after pastor praying for them, encouraging them, and we found out that one of the great benefits of being in Church Answers is we know we're not alone.
Yeah.
This has happened to us. I mean, I was able to share with these two guys that I'm the father of two sons who were forced out of churches.
Yeah.
And so even though it wasn't my experience, it really was close to.
It was very personal.
It was very personal. So I love the idea of the community intervention. It's something that I think any leader would benefit from.
Well, and even in that, this is kind of a side benefit, I guess. But there may be a point down the line where you're in need of a job
Yes.
or something like that. Having the community that you can fall back on and, you know, help you out as you look for, maybe they know of churches that you would never have seen. Maybe they're hiring and you don't know it.
It's happening at Church Answers as we speak.
Having a community that you're a part of and that can intervene, you know, and help you walk through things. I mean, it's just so many benefits to that.
So many. So coaching's one-on-one, consulting's one-on-many, and then community is really many to many.
All right, and this is the next one is one that we kind of talk about. You had a blog post recently about this.
Yes.
But it's also something we talk about on the other podcast, Revitalize and Replant, and that is a relaunching intervention.
Relaunching intervention is a word that kind of gets left out at times. Mark Clifton is correct when he says relaunching is an internal replant, so he's right there. People are right when they say that relaunching is a really extreme form of revitalization. Yeah. But to me, it does have a little bit of its own identity. And it is an internal replant, but at the same time, it is not something where you bring in an outside church or an outside force. It's basically saying, let's look at what our church would be if we started afresh. Not started over, but started afresh. Fascinating. When I wrote this blog post, I got an email from, I believe it was an email instead of a comment in there, and it was from a pastor in Central Georgia, and he was telling me the story about his relaunch in his church, and it was classic. So I copied him and said, I want Amy to set up an appointment with you and me so we can hear more about it. It's one of the things we do is we find he did the relaunch. He actually did the relaunch of his own church. In this particular case, it did involve another name, which is, you know, can sometimes be a challenge. It involves so many different things, and I want to hear how he walked through it. I don't have the information yet, but that's one of, I'm not going to say thousands of examples, but many examples where churches are saying, we need a fresh identity in the community, we need a fresh perspective from our members, may or may not need a new name, so we're going to do a relaunch.
Well, one of the questions we often get is, can the same pastor who has overseen the decline oversee the reversal? And You wrote a pretty decent book about that.
You love breakout churches.
It is possible. It's not often.
Yes.
But it does happen.
It does.
And it takes an intervention, though. It doesn't just happen. You don't just gradually. It takes a distinct decision we're going to stop doing what we've been doing and do something else.
In other words, we're not changing leaders, but the leader's really changing.
That's a great way to put it.
I have to be a different leader than I used to be.
Yeah.
And that takes courage, and that takes a willingness to listen and to learn and to be able to go in a direction that you have not gone before.
All right. And finally, a leadership intervention.
Leadership intervention is just what you said was not in breakout churches. Leadership intervention means it's time to step aside.
And this one is painful.
It is painful, and it could be forced by the church. Sometimes it can be voluntary. Let me give you an example to me of one of the better leadership interventions that is taking place. As of this podcast recording, it was 2 or 3 days ago that Bryant Wright announced his plans to step down and to pass the baton.
Yeah, Bryant Wright, for those maybe uninitiated, is the pastor of Johnson Ferry Baptist Church, Marietta, Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
Founding pastor, been there, I think, 34 years or something like that.
Yep. And he, and then with his wife Ann beside him, announced it's time for a transition. As he got to this point, he consulted a lot of these boomer pastors who are at this point, and he said, I still have a passion for preaching. I still have a love of the people in the church. But as an older boomer, I don't feel equipped to know how to reach the millennials or Gen Zs. Mm-hmm. And it's time to pass the baton to someone that understands that generation better. That's a beautiful example of a good leadership transition. Not a firing, not a forced out, well, not a burned out. It's a good one.
I'm sitting across the table
from
a good example of a leadership transition.
Well, we'll see. Yeah. I was in my community group this past Sunday, and I asked them to answer the question, what is one of the steps of faith that you're glad you made, and what is the step of faith you didn't make you wish you had?
Oh, wow.
And I didn't call on the people. I just
That's
said—
That's a good internal question to ask yourself.
Yeah.
As we head into 2019, but—
Yeah, make it your best year ever. Oh. So—
Thank you, Michael Hyatt.
I often wonder, and I told Nellie Jo this, I had a sense that instead of retiring at age 63, I should have retired at age 60. And, you know, it's 20/20 hindsight. But I often wonder if I failed to make that type of leadership intervention when I should have made a leadership intervention. Should I have retired at 60 instead of 63? I'm not going to go into all—
Should have retired at 73, if you ask me.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what us boomers do. We just— there's a song. He just keeps on hanging on. And that's what I did not want to do. It was a right time, but I can't have 20/20 hindsight. So it's time for a different transition. These are five types of intervention. And by the way, I think most churches need some kind of intervention.
Well, and that was the question I was going to have is, how do churches realize which one and when and, you know, how this intervention needs a place?
First answer is they don't always realize that.
And that's what we see a lot of times with declining churches. Yep. They don't realize it.
Until it's too late and you can't do anything about it. Here is what I would say. I would say everybody right now needs a community intervention. Everybody does. You need to be a part of a community that encourages, offers counsel, and you can offer counseling as well. Also, I would say most leaders need a coaching intervention, Jonathan. I have been coached many times, and it's always helpful. It's always something. When pastors tell me they don't have time to be a part of community intervention like Church Answers, or they don't have time to be a part of a coaching, well, they don't have time to learn how to be a good leader is what they're telling me. So those are the two. Consulting, usually there's a situation in the church and you've reached a turning point. Yeah. You've got to ask.
There's a hinge moment or something like
you've
that.
You've got to ask if there's something I need to do. Although I know some churches that just do regular health checkups.
Yeah, going to the doctor to have a physical every year.
Let's have the annual physical instead of finding out we're sick and then asking for the for the consultation. Leadership intervention, I think we've covered that.
Yeah.
That's rare.
All right. Well, thanks again to Vanderblumen Search Group for sponsoring us today again. They are the premier pastor search firm dedicated to helping churches and ministries build great teams. They've helped thousands of churches just like yours find their church staff and are uniquely geared to help you discern who God is calling to lead your church. Find out more about Vanderblumen Search Group by visiting westaffthechurch.com.
Okay. As we wrap this up, look at the show notes and keep in mind that we have a open window right now for Church Answers, all levels, but I just wanted to introduce you to the goal level. The Revitalized Bundle continues to just grow. We keep bringing in more and more competent and qualified coaches. And keep in mind that Church Answers now has its own consultation arm, and we'll be available there. So these are the types of intervention we hope that we'll be able to serve you.
And we mentioned it on Tuesday's episode.
Yes.
But Rainer on Leadership is now a proud partner in the Lifeway Leadership Podcast
true.
Network.
That's true.
And you need to check out the New Churches Q&A podcast. Co-host Daniel M., Ed Stetzer, and Todd Atkins will help you lead your church to practical and immediate applicable solutions. In each episode, you'll hear answers to your questions on church planning, multi-site, multiplying, leadership development, discipleship, and much more. If you're a church planner or leading a multi-site church or just an established pastor looking to grow and multiply your church, you can check out this podcast. Check it out. It's the New Churches Q&A podcast on your favorite podcasting app, and you can subscribe today.
All right. Thank you for being a part of it. We'll see you on the next episode of Rainer on Leadership.
And Rainer on Leadership, as always, thanks again for joining us. Subscribe in iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, or your favorite podcasting app, and join us online at tomrainer.com, where we are growing healthy churches together.
I thought a podcast about how the Bible changed the world would be easy and encouraging. I was wrong. Join me as I explore the overlooked, complicated, and surprising ways God's Word is living and effective. Subscribe on iTunes and learn more at livinganeffective.com.